You are listening to The Business of Being Dad. Get ready as we delve into the world of fatherhood, leadership, and legacy. I'm Rob Brody, your humble host and fellow single father, and I'm so excited you're here to join us. This podcast was intentionally designed for you, men who believe they're destined for greatness, those who never settle for excuses but instead take meaningful action, and individuals who reject the notion of being ordinary. We're here for the ones who understand that being a phenomenal leader goes hand in hand with being an exceptional father. Why? Because we believe in you. We believe you hold the power to shape your identity as a man, a father, and a leader. We believe you are the architect of your future, and you get to determine the impact and legacy you'll leave behind. So get ready to explore the depths of personal growth, strengthen family bonds, and create a legacy that resonates through time. Together, we'll rise, inspire, and change. Let's get started. Well, hello, 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 everyone. This is episode 51 of The Business of Being Dad, the podcast dedicated to help single fathers lead their families with impact and find fulfillment in every aspect of their lives. So welcome. Thank you for being here, and I am excited to be here as well and excited to jump into this conversation with you. Over the last couple of weeks, we've explored the idea of work-life balance and really specifically what that means for us as single dads. I challenge you to rethink how you view balance and introduce the concept of work-life integration. And what that is that's the idea that every part of our life is connected, and that there might be times when we need to be imbalanced, but that's okay. The key is to be intentional and to focus on one top priority at a time. Then last week, we talked through some tips on how to manage our time well in order to support what's most important to us. Well, today we're going to continue this conversation on work-life balance, and what we're going to discuss is we're going to talk through the cost of our choices, and specifically the price of saying yes. And then also we're going to kind of talk about the other side of that and the power of saying no. So that's what we're going to dive into today. And so if you are ready, then let's go. I don't know why it is, but we always tend to repeat the same patterns. Have you noticed that? Like, for instance, the pattern of getting ourselves overcommitted, just saying yes to everything, and then all of a sudden we have so many things to do and we feel overwhelmed, and we kind of sit back and we wonder, well, how did we end up in this situation again? And honestly, it's easy to see how this could happen. But here's the thing, every time we say yes to something, it inherently means that we have to say no to something else. And so as single dads, it's important that we understand the impact that these choices have, and how it can affect our view of work-life balance, or really how it can affect our view of having a fulfilling, integrated life. So let's start with the power of saying no. So I want you to imagine that your time and your energy and your focus are all valuable resources. I mean, really, we don't have to imagine it because it's true. They are. But every time we say yes to something, we are spending those resources. So let's dive a little deeper into how saying no can actually free up your resources for what you really want to be doing, the things that truly matter. So for instance, every day has 24 hours. Our energy is also fixed. There's only a certain amount of it. And our focus is one of our most valuable resources as well. So let's say we get invited somewhere, or we get asked to stay late for a work project, or we have some other situation come up. When we say yes to that and it becomes a commitment, that means that it's consuming a portion of our finite resources. And it doesn't matter what it is. Again, it could be a work thing. It could be attending yet another social event, or maybe even just taking on some extra responsibility. But each yes comes at a cost. And the cost isn't just in terms of our time and energy. That is definitely a part of it. But it's also in the potential missed opportunity, the missed chance to invest that same time and that same energy into something that really drives us, into something that aligns with our dreams, into something that aligns with our vision and our values and the impact that we want to create. really, to put it simply, in something that just lights our fire and gets us excited. So by saying yes to something that really doesn't serve us, it really doesn't align with what we want in the way that I just spoke of, then we are essentially investing our resources in all the wrong places. It's kind of like taking all of our money and putting it into a stock that's failing instead of one with great potential. But here's the thing, I've been there too. It happens all the time. And it's easy to fall into this trap of agreeing to everything that comes our way, because really it in a way feels like the kind thing to do. Or if it involves our career, we could come across as not being committed. But the other side of that is that this approach can lead us to spreading ourselves too thin. There is always a hidden cost to saying yes. That could include things like burnout, extreme stress, or really affecting our sleep. But even on a more day-to-day basis, that could just mean taking away time that we're able to get to the gym, or taking away time that we might be able to just sit there and have dinner with our family, or play a game, or go for a walk. But those little things affect us, and they start to weigh on us over time. And once again, choosing to make choices that align with what we really want out of our life, our dreams, our vision, our values, and the impact we want to create, not to mention things that are just plain fun that we just enjoy doing. It is the key to us having a fulfilling life as a single father. And it not only helps us on a personal level, but it fuels us and it allows us to be a better father for our children. It allows us to model for them what it looks like to have a more balanced and integrated life. It allows us to show our kids that, yes, it is possible to be a good father and pursue the things that I enjoy. Yes, it is possible to have a career, but not let it destroy our family life. And so as we get ready to wrap up kind of this short episode, I just want to challenge you to take a moment to review your most recent decisions, in particular, the commitments that you've recently added to your life. Are these commitments that are really helping drive your top priorities? Are they items that are helping drive your career, help your relationships, or give you joy? And as you reflect, is there one area in your life, one commitment that you currently have that you could say no to in order to free up time for the things that matter most? That's your challenge for this week. Remember, single dads, your life is busy, and I know I don't need to remind you of that, but your time is valuable as well. And sometimes you do need to be reminded of that, because you give your time away. I give my time away to things that don't really matter in my life, to things that don't serve me and don't serve my priorities. So let's focus on saying yes to the things that serve us, to the things that drive our goals, and to the areas of our life that matter most. Thank you for tuning in today. Have a great week. Take care. Thank you for joining us for the Business of Being Dad podcast. If you found value in today's episode, I encourage you to share it with a friend who could benefit from our discussions on fatherhood, leadership, and legacy. Together, let's build a community of like-minded men who embrace ownership, commit to growth, and make an impact. And now, before we go, remember, greatness is within your reach. So stay strong, stay focused, and create your legacy. I'm Rob Brody, and you've been listening to The Business of Being Dad, where fatherhood meets success. See you in the next episode.